This is an audio version of our family resource that's been developed as part of the CRECP's Knowledge Transfer Fellowship Programme. The title of the resource is What Happens After Lower Limb Orthopaedic Surgery and Cerebral Palsy, a resource for children and families. My name's Claire Kerr. I'm a paediatric physiotherapist and researcher based in Queen's University in Belfast.
I'm Janelle French. I'm a junior resident at Wangaratta Hospital, and I've had lower limb orthopaedic surgery in the past. Introduction.
Before your operation, you will have visited the hospital with your family to agree on the goals of your operation, to talk about what the surgeon will do and if there are any risks for you, and to talk about how you will be after your operation and who will help you afterwards and during your recovery. It is very important to think about what happens after your operation, at home, at school, and in your local community. What happens afterwards often depends on whether the goals of your surgery are to help you to keep active or to help you to be comfortable. So for example, when we talk about keep active surgery, we mean that the operation aims to improve your walking and your ability to do day-to-day things. Whereas when we talk about be comfortable surgery, we mean that the operation usually aims to make sitting, washing, dressing and toileting easier.
You and your body. Will I have stitches?
After surgery, you will have stitches, but how many stitches you have will depend on where your operation was. It's important that you keep your stitches clean and dry after your surgery until they've healed properly. Absorbable stitches are normally used, and these gradually disappear 2 to 3 weeks after your surgery.
Will I have a cast?
It's really common to have a cast after leg operations. Casts can be made from plaster, plastic, or fabric. Plaster casts need to be kept dry and clean so that they don't get soft or crack or smell. You need to check them every day to make sure that your skin is not rubbed or hurt, and you should never put anything inside your cast.
Will I feel tired?
Yes, having an operation is physically and emotionally tiring. You may find it more difficult to get to sleep due to pain or having to get used to wearing a cast. In addition to that, hospitals can be much noisier than your bedroom at home because staff are moving around at night, checking on people and making sure everyone's okay.
What happens if I am sore?
It is usual to feel sore after having surgery. There are lots of things that can affect whether you feel pain or not, such as swelling, having to stay still in bed, being worried, potentially having an infection, being tired, but you will be given medicine to help with your pain. If you have any pain, you should tell your parents or any of your hospital or therapy team. When you receive your pain medication, it works best if it's taken regularly and if taken before your pain becomes very strong. So it's a good idea to take your medication about 30 minutes before you do something that might cause pain, things like getting out of bed, starting to do some exercises, or getting dressed. Some medications cause side effects such as sleepiness, itchiness, or feeling a bit sick, but these can all be managed or different medication can be given instead. Other options that you can do that might help with pain include using heat or ice or relaxation and distractions. Things like watching TV or playing games and listening to music might all work as well.
Who can I talk to if I'm worried?
You can talk to your mum or dad or any other family member or friend, or indeed any of your hospital or therapy team. Sometimes it's possible to speak to another young person who has gone through an operation similar to yours before you have surgery, and this may go some way to helping you understand the things that are ahead for your journey.
Will I be able to get around in my usual way after the operation?
That will depend on what surgery you have. So after some operations, you can get back on your feet straight away and get moving around as you did before your surgery. For other operations, you might need some extra help, so you may need to use crutches or a walker to get moving. But you will be encouraged to move quickly and carefully after your surgery. If you're not allowed to lean fully through your operated leg for a while, then you might need some equipment to help you change position or potentially use a wheelchair. For other operations, and if you're someone who usually uses a wheelchair to get around, your usual way of getting around is not likely to change, but you may need a few changes to your wheelchair just to make it more comfortable for you following your surgery.
Will I be able to go to the toilet as usual?
This is a question that everyone has when they have surgery. If you have to be careful about how you stand or how you move around after your surgery, then going to the toilet might be a bit trickier than usual. Some people may use a catheter for a few days, and a catheter is just a little tube that's inserted into your bladder that drains your wee away so you don't have to get out of bed to go to the toilet. You may also need some extra help from your family or borrow some equipment to make going to the toilet easier. But this will be discussed with your therapy team and your hospital team and is usually only for a short while until you get back to your usual way of doing things.
How will I get washed?
It's important after your surgery that you don't get your stitches or your plaster wet. So you may need to change how you get washed until your wounds have healed and your cast is removed. So this can mean having a sponge wash for a few weeks, or being really careful to cover your cast properly and being safe with how you transfer in the bathroom or in the shower. And again, it's possible to borrow equipment like shower chairs or bath boards if that will help.
Will I be able to wear my usual clothes?
Yes, you should absolutely wear your usual clothes. While you're in hospital, you may have to wear a hospital gown for a day or two after your surgery. But after that, skirts, dresses, shorts or track pants in a size that's perhaps a bit bigger than usual are all good options. Sometimes, if you have a cast or a brace that has a bar between your legs, you need to modify your underwear a little so that it can fasten at the sides because you're not going to be able to pull your undies up and down over your cast. But that's not for all surgeries, and that'll be discussed in advance with your team.
Getting home. How long will I be in hospital?
Your hospital stay will depend on what operation you're having. So for some operations, you can get home on the same day, and for other operations, you may have to stay in hospital for up to a week.
Who helps with planning to get me home?
After your operation, the team in the hospital, so your doctors, nurses, physios and occupational therapists and social workers, will talk with you and your family about getting home. They will also contact your usual therapy team if you need extra help after your surgery. So things like extra physio sessions or the loan of a wheelchair or other equipment if needed. If moving around will be more difficult after your operation, the physio will talk to you about how you can manage this, and the occupational therapist in the hospital will make sure that you have a safe way to get to the toilet, to have a wash, and to get in and out of your car. Sometimes a therapist may visit you at home before your operation to plan how you're going to manage after your surgery.
Will my family need to pay for any equipment or treatment?
There's usually no cost to your family for surgery, your hospital stay, or your prescribed rehabilitation after your operation. But this does depend on your individual circumstances and your hospital, so you should discuss this with your hospital team before your operation. There may be some costs associated with hiring equipment, or if you and your family decide to pay for extra therapy, or if your parents decide to take some time off work after your surgery.
How will I get home?
Most people get home from hospital the same way that they got there. The hospital therapists will show you how to safely get in and out of your car, and if it's going to be tricky, hospital transport may be arranged. You'll have to make sure that if you need a car seat, that it's appropriate. You also need to factor in that you may have extra equipment when you go home from hospital. So sometimes you might have to do a couple of trips in your car or borrow a bigger car to get home if you need to accommodate things like folding wheelchairs.
Once I am home, how will I get around?
If you normally use a wheelchair to get around, then you will just be getting around the same as you usually do. If you normally walk around your home, you may have to use a wheelchair or a walking aid for a while before getting back to your usual way of getting around. Your hospital and therapy team will plan for this with you and your family.
School. Will I miss a lot of school?
This will depend on your operation and whether you can travel to school in your usual way after your operation. It'll also depend on whether you have a lot of pain and whether you need any extra equipment or support to return to school. So, for example, after some relatively simple operations, you can be back at school in a day or two again. But if you have a more complex operation, you may have to miss a little bit of school to attend extra physio sessions, and these physio sessions can go on for up to a year after your operation. In the very acute stage, when you've had your operation and you're still in hospital, or you're just recovering at home before you decide to go back to school, schoolwork can be sent home for you to complete at home.
Will I need extra help or equipment when I go back to school?
Your hospital team will be able to advise you about any equipment or support that you might need after your operation. And again, this will vary depending on what your operation is. So you might need mobility equipment that we've mentioned previously, like a wheelchair or a walker. You might need some help with going to the toilet or just getting around the classroom. But your mum and dad should talk to school about this a few months before your operation so that any necessary changes can be planned and be in place so that you're not missing too much school for those reasons.
Recovery and rehabilitation. How long until I'm back to my usual activity?
Again, this varies depending on your operation. So if your operation was to help you be comfortable and you normally use a wheelchair to move around, families have told us that their activity and care needs are normally back to normal again by about 6 months after your operation. So be comfortable operations usually help with sitting and making activities like washing, dressing, and going to the toilet easier. If you've had an operation that's to help you keep active and walking is your usual way of getting around, then it can take up to a year or more for you to recover fully. And by that, we mean it can take up to a year for you to get back to your pre-operation movement. Then, during the second year after your operation, you can continue to improve your walking ability and your function.
Will I need rehabilitation or other therapy?
With Be Comfortable operations, the combination of surgery, medication, orthotics and equipment all work together, and often there's not an active rehabilitation component for this type of surgery. If walking is your usual way of getting around and you have surgery to help you keep active, you will have an active rehabilitation program. This means that you will work on improving your range and quality of movement, your muscle strength, and regaining and improving your function and independence. This is a big commitment for you and your family, but this program will be guided by your physio, your orthopaedic surgeon, and a rehabilitation physician. How often you rehab, how long your sessions are, and the types of activity and exercise that you do will depend on the type of surgery that you've had and your individual circumstances. Therapy is usually more intensive in the first 3 to 6 months following your operation, and depending on your operation and your needs, you might come back into hospital for a short period of intense rehab. You will have exercises and activities to do at home as well. And remember, your therapy program will be challenging, but it should be fun as well as hard work.
When do I go back to the surgeon for a checkup?
This depends on your operation, but usually you'll be reviewed before you leave hospital, and then again at 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 months, and 12 months following your surgery. Your therapy team will contact the hospital team with any queries, and you can also contact the hospital, your doctor, or any member of your therapy team in between times if you have any concerns.
How will I deal with the challenges of surgery and rehabilitation?
Having an operation is a big decision, but you will have time to discuss it with your family, friends, and hospital and therapy teams. If walking is your usual way of getting around, and your operation aims to keep you active, then you will have to commit to a rehab program. In the beginning, it will be harder than usual to move around, and you may need help from new equipment and from other people. It can be difficult to accept changes, even if they're just for a short time. But if you know the time frame for your recovery and you make realistic goals, then that will help to keep you motivated. Also, looking after your diet, getting enough sleep, and taking the medicines that you need will keep your body well prepared for rehabilitation. You should talk to your family and healthcare team about any concerns you might have and about your progress. Talking to other people who have been through a similar operation and rehabilitation might also help.
What equipment might I need?
You might need some extra equipment to help you in the days and weeks immediately after your operation. So equipment such as wheelchairs, walking aids, commodes, which are portable toilets, hoists and transfer boards are often needed in the short term. You might also need some new orthotics or splints, but your hospital and therapy teams will help you to plan in advance for any equipment needs that might arise after your operation.
What happens when things don't go to plan?
All surgery has risks and benefits, and these will be discussed in depth before your operation. However, there are a few things that it's important that you seek urgent medical help with. These include: if your operation site becomes red, itchy, hot, tender, or you notice any oozing from it. If your pain is severe and it cannot be eased by medication or any other means. If you develop some pain, swelling, redness or tenderness in your calf, you should also seek medical help. And if your skin has developed redness that doesn't disappear whenever any pressure has been relieved, or if you have areas of skin breakdown, you need to go and see your doctor. If you develop a high temperature or have some pain or burning when you go to the toilet, have a sore throat, tummy pains, vomiting and diarrhea, and chest pain or shortness of breath, you need to seek a medical opinion as well. And similarly, if you develop unusual headaches, weakness or numbness in your legs, you should come and see your doctor. Sometimes people have issues with their casts and splints, and there are occasions when you should call your doctor or hospital about. These include if your splint is too tight, if it's causing swelling or numbness and tingling, or if you have burning or severe pain inside your cast or your splint. If you have difficulty moving your toes, or you notice that your toes are cold or a bit discoloured, and if you notice a stain seeping into your cast or the cast is cracked, broken or loose, or anything at all falls inside it, then you definitely need to come and see your doctor or call at the hospital. If you have an active rehabilitation programme, it's really important to set realistic short, medium and long-term goals so that you can monitor your progress. Sometimes you may have a little bit of muscle pain or joint stiffness after rehab, the same as you would have if you do a really intensive exercise session. But that type of pain and stiffness will be managed within your rehab programme and it won't affect the long-term outcome of your operation. You should make a note of any contact numbers for the hospital or for your doctor in case you do have an emergency. We'd just like to point out that the information we've discussed and that we include in this resource is meant for general guidance only. Each child and family is different, and each operation and recovery is different. Please follow any advice that is given by your hospital and therapy teams and continue to take the medication that you've been prescribed.